The following program is brought to you by Heritage Ministries with the prayer that you may realize our American system in its original form was birthed by God, and that you may know that God personally and accept the responsibility He's given you to preserve that system. With the election only a few days away, the candidates are fervently pushing their agendas, trying to convince us we should trust them with the future of our children. That is what's at stake, you know. They promise us all will be well if we'll give them our vote. But you may be thinking, with all the lies politicians have told us through the years, why should we even bother to vote? Well, in the last two generations, many have decided not to. We now think we've had a good voter turnout if 45% of those registered to vote get to the polls. Not to mention the huge numbers who haven't even cared enough to register. How sad. Why has this happened? Since the 1920s, most of our universities have been teaching that there is no God and that life is all about us and our pleasure. Without knowing that the God of the Bible created us in an instant of time, we have no association with Him, which means we have no reason for self-worth or for committing our lives to worthwhile tasks. We simply live for the weekend, as many put it. This spills over into the governmental realm. People who live for pleasure are sent to the halls of government. They, in turn, make laws to protect their pleasure. Note the push for abortion and homosexuality. These movements are the fruit of this thinking. This, in turn, produces disillusionment in the voters, most of whom are against these things. As a result, voters say, "What's the use in voting?" Without being connected to our Creator, we have no reason to live for anyone else but ourselves. We think less and less about our children and grandchildren. Therefore, we drop out of the institutions of the culture, including government. We don't vote because we don't know why our vote is important. We're greatly deceived. Living for one's own desires creates the lie in our thinking that responsibility is to be avoided instead of welcomed. In reality, the very reason we should welcome responsibility, including voting, is because we are made in the image of God with the capacity to let Him indwell us and think through our thought processes. If we bow our will to Jesus Christ and admit that this life is His, not ours, then receive Him as both Savior and Lord. He will step inside us and begin to live His life through us. Then the Bible describes our life as, quote, "not I, but Christ," in Galatians 2:20. His indwelling life begins to think and feel through us. The more we read the Bible and submit to its instruction, the more Christ releases His life through us. That type of citizen is the one best equipped to decide who will be a good government servant. Since Jesus is described in Isaiah as carrying the government on His shoulders, those He indwells should be the best at choosing their leaders in government. Indeed, America's First Dictionary actually links voting to one's relationship with God. Noah Webster defined the word vote as our solemn vow to God. Voting is a transaction between the citizen and God, and as such, we will stand before Him and give account as to if we voted and how we voted. The Bible says, "Stand fast in the liberty wherewith Christ hath made us free." Voting is a simple process which allows you to protect the liberty of your children to hear the gospel of Jesus Christ. Go do it. Remember, it's their future that's at stake. Go vote. Think about it. Because if you don't, someone else will do your thinking for you and for your children. And you won't like what that brings to you. I'm Don Pinson. This has been Think About It. This program has been brought to you by Heritage Ministries. Our prayer is that you will accept your responsibility for restoring our original American system.